You know, in the first 10 minutes, we were not very good because we didn't work. And then, you know, for, I don't know, maybe the middle 30 of the game, we were pretty good. We worked hard and we made stuff happen, got opportunities in third, but weren't able to execute. So, you know, we're still the same old story. We're a good team when we work hard, and when we don't, we're not.
Team, you got your line shuffled around for this weekend. Camarada's back on there. What do you see from him playing?
He played well tonight. It's always good to have him scoring. He's, you know, had success the last couple of years, so it's good to get him back going. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how things work out from here.
Yeah. What changed in his game to get him going this weekend?
I don't know, really. I think it was just, you know, once he got one to pop in their first period, the first night, you started to get a little confidence, similar to me when I was on my scoring slumps. Once I got, you know, the empty netter against Penn State, I was able to string a couple games together with a goal, and, you know, obviously he had the goal called off tonight, so he was close to getting a little goal streak going, so hopefully he'll keep it going.
Since you guys played for 2 years before that, did you feel like you maintained the chemistry?
We see the ice similar, we see the game similar. We're pretty good on the rush. You know, sometimes we get dogged down because we're both undersized in the ozone, but we just got to outwork teams and find a way to generate from, you know, all areas of the game.
How much easier is it to maintain chemistry compared to building it together with, like, a different line mate?
You know, this far in the year, we play together through practices, whether it's two-on-two, two-on-one rushes. We play pretty much with everyone, so you get used to most guys, but obviously me and Cammy have had some success in the past, so I think that helped the transition a little better.
Thank you. Thanks, Justin.